The rocks in the area around the Wharf surface gold mine contain naturally occurring selenium. The water running off exposed rocks in the open pit mine can pick up extra selenium. The EPA's lowest threshold for selenium in water is 5 parts per billion. Officials with the Department of Environment and Natural Resources say the holding pond at the Wharf mine normally contains selenium at 9 parts per billion before it's treated to safe levels and released. Kelly Busher is with the DENR.
What the situation is that containment pond has got too much water coming into it right now with the spring runoff. They're treating as much as they can, but they weren't keeping ahead of the flows.
Because of the high flows, Wharf is having to release water out of the containment pond directly into the environment. In this case, the mine is self-policing. Company officials notified state regulators about the possible discharge, and the mine is responsible for monitoring containment levels, with annual audits by the state. Michael McClelland is the general manager at Wharf Resources. He says the containment pond was increased in size 2 years ago to avoid this kind of issue during high water events.
Yeah, our holding pond is appropriately sized for a normal rain or snow event. Unfortunately, when you get record precipitation, you just don't always plan on having enough space.
McClelland stresses that no detectable levels of pollution are running into Spearfish Creek at this time. Bobby Hudson with the DENR says these sort of events aren't all that uncommon during high water events in the spring.
It doesn't happen every year, but it does happen quite a few years. But during the spring runoff, usually when we have the snow melt happening in concurrence with the spring rains, they do what they can. They really do. But if it gets to be too much, they will do an emergency discharge.
State officials say no impact to fisheries have been found at this point. A discharge of this type is still a red flag for some Northern Hills residents. Some raise concern over bioaccumulation of contaminants in local fisheries if these discharges continue over time. Dick Fort is president of Action for the Environment, a group that is against surface gold mines in the Northern Hills. He says Wharf has a prior history on these kind of incidents.
Fortunately, Spearfish Creek is a big stream and dilutes it. So it's not that bad, but it's still a very bad record, and it's no surprise to me that they've recently had a recent event.
Fort says discharges of this type are evidence a newly proposed mine on the rim of Spearfish Canyon shouldn't be allowed. Officials with the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources say they will provide regulatory oversight of the current situation and review the water quality data to determine if an enforcement action is needed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.